playing on my mind. I'm doing anything to make the time tick by. You got me thinking about getting you by my side. Your song drops on the radio. I sing along to the words that I don't know. All your favorite lines flying out the window. I've been waiting all day just to hang with you. What do you say? Let's go for a little ride and take a long drive down to the riverside. Get there fast just to take it slow. Start kissing in the water, getting knee deep. Sunset, now the sound of your heartbeat. You never know where the night might go. So hey, what's going on tonight? Hey, what's going on tonight? Hey, what's going on tonight? You hit me up as I'm heading down the highway, running red lights, rolling on to your place. I see you waiting at the end of your driveway. There ain't nothing that I'd rather do than pick you up and go out for a little ride and take a long drive down to the riverside. We'll get there fast just to take it slow. Start kissing in the water, getting knee deep. Sunset, now the sound of your heartbeat. You never know where the night might go. So hey, what's going on tonight? Hey, what's going on tonight? Hey, what's going on tonight? Say let's go for a little ride and take a long drive down to the riverside. Get there fast just to take it slow. Start kissing in the water, getting knee deep. Sunset to the sound of your heartbeat. You never know where the night might go. So hey, what's going on tonight? Hey, what's going on tonight? Hey, what's going on tonight? So hey, what's going on tonight? Hey, what's going on tonight? What's going on tonight?
That was What's Going On by Ben Click, a country singer-songwriter from the Okanagan, who's been the recipient of 5 North American Country Music International Awards and 2 BC Country Music Awards. He was also named one of 2016's Canada's Walk of Fame Emerging Artists. I spoke with Ben over Skype. Ben, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Well, thanks, May, for having me. I appreciate it.
Tell me a little bit about your early musical history. When did you first realize that this was what you wanted to do with your life?
You know, it's really funny. I was 4 years old and I got a ticket to a Shania Twain concert. It was my mom and dad and myself who went, and I remember sitting up in, it was the Pacific Coliseum in Vancouver. We were sitting up in the nosebleeds and watching the concert. And it was Shania Twain and her guitar player that basically inspired me to start down my career and my journey. And I remember in the car ride home right after the concert, my parents asked me what I thought of the show. And usually as they were probably thinking I was going to say, oh, it was so great. It was great. But when I told them that that's what I wanted to do when I grew up, I think it took them off, it caught them off guard a little bit, which was funny. And, ended up getting a guitar when I was pretty much just before I hit 5 years old. It was right around the Christmas time. Got it from Santa Claus. And ever since then, it's always, music has always been a part of me.
That is so cool. Now, do you have a favorite guitar, one that you love a little bit more than all the rest?
You know what? Kind of like songs and other things. They're all kind of like kids to me, so I can't really pick a favorite. Sure, there's some that that come out on the road a little bit more often than the other ones do. For this year's show specifically, I'm actually going to be incorporating a lot of the other guitars that I've been collecting over the years, just for just to be able to play them again, to see what kind of life and spark it brings to the new show season of 2019.
How do you approach your songwriting? Are you more likely to start with a hook or a riff, or with an idea for lyrics?
Well, I love those questions. For me, I find it comes from like just inspiration from anywhere. So whether it's other people's stories, whether it's my own stories and experiences, I just find in the music that I write, I love to just tell a story. And to be able to, I mean, me musically being a guitar player, usually 9 times out of 10, the melody or a guitar lick or some sort of music piece will come first. But there have been times that, I mean, I've been down in Nashville for about 4 months now, and just about to head back home for the spring and summer touring season. And writing down here every morning, well, most of them anyway, I start my day off by going to the gym. And then every time without fail, when I'm on the elliptical or the treadmill, I get a spark, like the spark of ideas or some sort of lyrical thing that comes to me. And I'll have to go and run to the change room, grab my phone, sing something, write it down, whatever that's going to be. So I've written a few songs down here that I will be dedicating to the Nashville gym.
You released your debut EP in 2014 and then followed that up with your record Today, which was recorded and produced down in Nashville by Clay Krasner and Riley Madison of 717 Music. Mm-hmm. What was it like working with them?
They're absolutely fantastic. The thing is, for me, family has always been a major thing in my life, whether it's my mom and my dad and my sister, grandparents, aunts, uncles. So that there's kind of that close family, but then there's also musical family. And the minute that I, was put in touch with Clay and Riley, this was back in, I want to say 2014, just before August. And I came down to Nashville and, stayed with them for about a week. It was my dad and I, and we kind of toured around kind of lower Broadway and all that kind of stuff down here. And they also kind of took me under their wing, asked me to play them some things. And ever since, every single time I come to Nashville, I've stayed with them. They've made me dinner. I've cooked them dinner. It's just this this really comfortable, family-oriented just this feeling that that they give off, and working with them in the studio has been fantastic. I mean, Clay being a professional bass player and Riley being a professional songwriter, between the two of them, they've got the music and the production as well as the songwriting to really dig in deep to what the music and country music and my life as a whole can actually mean, and what I can say through just music as kind of my means to say some stuff.
Your song Butterfly Tattoo from that record charted on Canadian country radio.
Yeah.
What can you tell me about that song?
That song, I had the first, I'd say a couple of lines, the very opening line of "You had me shaking in my boots, you and your butterfly tattoo." That opening line I had, and I played it for Clay and Riley down here in Nashville. First trip down, August 2014. It was hot. It was muggy. And that was one of the first songs I played for them. And they loved the concept. They thought it was really, really neat. And all of a sudden, I started working with Riley on really bringing that song to life. And she was the one who brought in the crowd chant, the "Hey Yaz," and all that kind of stuff that are in the song. And it was one of those songs that for me, when it hit country radio and did so well, it was my second single released to radio, and I'm super, super proud of it. Absolutely. It's one of those things that at every show, when I can get the crowd singing back, "Hey, yeah." You can see the smiles on everybody's faces. There's a friend of mine, who has a line dance, instruction company, based back in Kelowna. And she put a line dance to it, and then people have learned the line dance. So, I mean, it's just the impact of what a song can do to somebody, whether it's to put a dance to it, to bring them back somewhere, to say that it's their favorite song on the entire record. It's a really special song to me.
You had me shaking in my boots, you and your butterfly tattoo. You had me rubbernecking, stop me on a dime. Pretty blue and purple wings peeking over the top of your painted on jeans. You were out of my league, but I knew I had to try. I walked over, said, "Hey, yeah, can I buy you a cold drink? Do you mind if I sit beside you for a couple songs? If you think I'm coming on too strong, or if I say something totally wrong, tell me to get lost, yeah, and I'll move along. I'm sure you've seen a lot of guys like me, but girl, relax, I guarantee you won't hear from me all the lines you've heard before. Some guys don't know how to act, can't say I blame you if you turn your back. Playing hard to get keeps me coming back for more. Sit down and saying, hey, yeah, can I buy you a cold drink? Do you mind if I sit beside you for a couple songs? If you think I'm coming on too strong, or if I say something totally wrong, tell me to get lost, yeah, and I'll move along. I'll keep on keeping on believing it's a matter of time until the right one comes along. I'll finally get this thing right. Maybe tonight. Drink. Do you mind if I sit beside you for a couple songs? If you think I'm coming on too strong, or if I say something totally wrong, tell me to get lost, yeah, and I'll move along. Tell me to get lost, yeah, and I'll move along.